This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Q, you got to listen to Vern.
That's right. Diving right back into it. 1 hour down. That was fast. Was that fast? I thought that was fast.
That was really fast.
Shout out Maverick, Mel Gibson, and Jodie Foster. Great movie. Check that. Fantastic movie. Getting ready to go into the weekend. Somebody says they watched the game on their Prime app in the dugout of my C-team baseball game that I coached. How'd you get that job? You draw the lowest. You draw the shortest straw.
Lugo wasn't available, huh?
I like Lugo.
I do too. But he just looked like a little league dad yesterday in the intros.
Something tells me Lugo's just got a fridge full of like Miller Lite or like Michelob. I bet it's Michelob Ultra. I feel like he just got a fridge.
He's an Ultra guy, you think?
I think so. Athletes, I think, probably are.
Yeah,
I could
way to go.
Wrong. Yeah.
I don't know. Back in the day, I used to like it when they, you know, would drink in the clubhouse. Roberto Hernandez always had a big styrofoam cup filled with a cold, foamy beer after the game. Does that not just sound delicious?
That's awesome.
Like it was probably, you know, Bud Light, Budweiser, Miller Lite. It was, you know, something like that, you know, but it was in that styrofoam cup. And it had the foam on top, and you could smell it when you like it. Just had that great smell of fresh, delicious poured beer right out of the tap or the bottle or wherever he had it.
Stop.
But it was always in a cup because you know you didn't want to sit there and drink a beer while you're doing a post game interview, which everybody would have been cool with back in the day. But now, oh my God, an athlete's having a beer. He doesn't care about his body.
Just be in the gym.
Yeah, Babe Ruth didn't you know care about his body either and was just fine.
Yeah, because he's hitting home runs off milkmen.
Yeah, like, it's true.
Here comes Squirrely Doo. He's got a really good pitch. It's about 71 miles per hour. And Babe sends it. How about that?
Right. But even still, he wasn't in shape. But that was the always
Neither was
like,
Mo Vaughn, but he was on steroids.
You know who else wasn't in shape? John Kruk. You know, that guy had no neck.
No. Neither was Matt Stairs.
Matt Stairs.
That guy could put him in the upper stairs.
Yeah, he could.
I'd rather have Matt Stairs than Hunter Renfro.
Somebody's got a TikTok video of Hunter Renfro opening day highlights. I mean, it is really brutal. It makes it look worse than maybe it really was.
Oh, but Cags has never played in the major leagues. I don't know if he can handle right field.
It's four plays that they've got now from Hunter Renfro on this video.
How's his arm look,
not,
Bob?
Not good.
Okay.
Yeah, not good. I think he hit first base on throw home.
What'd you say about Sporting KC?
Have not won a game since September 28th. They had a draw or they tied someone last week 3-3, but that was it.
You said they had a what?
They had a tie.
So a 3-3 tie.
3-3 tie. Yep.
3-2-1 text line. How about that dreaded eighth inning yesterday, man? Like, why couldn't it have been in the third? Like, why couldn't it have been in the fifth? In the eighth, we had the absolute worst play of the day, which Diddy Matthews was really not happy about, if you had to ask me.
In comes the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball third. Runner's going to try to score. The runner at third, Blanco's caught in a rundown. And now they are able to tag him out. Now the runner to second is caught between second and third. And racing back towards second out there. And then they tag the runner who came back from first base. And the Royals really botched that.
No doubt about it. Yeah, that's just tough. And then the first play of the game is a dribbler down the third baseline.
Where you're right?
Like, of course, this is how the season starts. And then the very next play, hot shot to India. There's one thing that, like, Vern taught me is that when you're new to something, like third base,
the ball's going to find you. It does every time.
It found him and it found Renfroe.
Yep.
Obviously.
Obviously. I keep watching these highlights.
Yeah. Low lights.
It's hysterical.
It's terrible, man. It's when that happens. But look, it ended up getting out of the first inning. I thought, okay, there's your scare. There's your, get over it. You'll be fine. And then,
I will give Cole Reagans a lot of credit for battling back after that first inning. That was a tough one to try to overcome, and he got out of it. It was good.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I'm not worried about Jonathan India. Right?
No, I'm not either. No.
I mean, he had a couple balls that, like, you know, it felt like I was, like, in the upper deck crowd because I was like, go.
Yeah.
Because that wind was pushing towards left.
Yeah.
Because, like, there was that one play where Jose Ramirez hit that one that just kept going and going and going, and finally it leaked to the left of the pole, and I was like,
was long gone.
If that happened, I would have left.
Let me ask you this, just kind of off the subject, but not off the subject. Is, for me, I think, and I say this now because I'm kind of caught in the moment, excuse me, but I feel like Jose Ramirez is the guy in Major League Baseball that I'd be willing to give up just about anything to get on my team.
He's too old for me.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, if it was 3 years ago, for sure.
I just love watching that guy play,
man. He fixed your third base problem.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then you could move India to the outfield, you know, former rookie of the year in 2021, could move him to the outfield and you know, fix a spot there. But yeah, obviously Cleveland's not trading Jose Ramirez. He's a franchise player. But who do you have that one player that you look at on another team and you're like, man, I'd be willing to give up anything for that guy? Because for me, and anything save Bobby Witt, obviously. But for me, Jose Ramirez has been that guy now for the better part of all of last year and obviously the beginning part of this year. I just love watching that guy play. He's tough. He's fun. He hustles. And I hate using that term because the hustle guy in the crowd all the time. But that guy busts it all the time. Like, I love watching Jose Ramirez play. He's on that list of, like, yeah, I would probably give up just about anything to get him on my team.
Yeah, I just, you know, obviously, like, age is concerning. But again, he would fix a massive gap in your lineup.
Yeah.
Because he hits second for the Guardians.
Right.
But he's, I think he is like 33, 34, somewhere up there. But he's one of those guys that, like, he's like the Albert Pujols. He just always seems to wreck the Royals.
Yeah, he's always there,
right?
Man.
It's just, it never fails.
Right.
It never seems to fail when that guy, because I remember even, like, hearing people around me yesterday, it was like, oh, God, this guy's up in this situation.
Yeah.
And again, luckily for us, he was 0-for-4, but did have an RBI.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Pasquantino was the star of the show. 7 total hits yesterday. Isbell had that one that split the outfielders. And then some people were questioning, and I saw this,
32 he is. He'll be 33 at the end of the year.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, he's also making a ton of money in Cleveland.
Yeah, and Cleveland's not getting rid of him. I'm just, openly talking, like, perfect
a guy
world,
that you'd love to see on your team.
Yeah, Tyler O'Neill. Love that guy? Tyler O'Neill.
He would have hit a home run yesterday. the thing that's, I mean, like, when you look at this team, though, if they had the opportunity to go spend as much as they want, which they do, but obviously you have to know your market and know your budget, which is just the unfortunate part about baseball. That's why everybody's like, hey, let's just, whatever. I mean, I think the player that made the most sense for the Royals last year, if money wasn't an issue, was either Kyle Tucker or Lance Bregman.
Mm-hmm.
But Lance Bregman, obviously, you saw the money he got, ends up going to Boston. Shocker. And then Kyle Tucker goes and plays right field for the Cubs.
Right.
So, like, big market teams.
Yeah, but they wanted Santander. Look, they made a nice offer to right. Santander. That was their target. They went out and targeted him. They offered him, what, 3 for $66 or something like that. They didn't get him. And he went to Toronto. They got you know, Estevez instead to help fix that bullpen up a little bit, which he was fine yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I think like they tried, they knew that they were going into this season with a deficiency in the outfield. And you give this organization a lot of credit. They tried to fix it this offseason. And it just didn't work. There are some times where you just can't fix everything, right? And sometimes things aren't going to fall in your favor. That's why when you look back at the Brent Rooker move, why it stands out even more, because your replacement for Brent Rooker ended up being Hunter Renfro, who now has a highlight video of opening day. Oof. He's making a lot of money. Rooker's an MVP candidate, and you have a major hole in that spot in your order and in the outfield as well. And so like that's, you know, that's past history. That's happened a couple of years ago. You got to move on. But it's not like they were sitting on their hands this offseason. I don't want people to get they didn't do any. They tried their asses off. JJ was busting at this offseason. Sherman was ready to scratch checks and give them the money that they needed to get Santander. He just got a stupid offer from Toronto, which they seemingly do to everybody except, you know, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And they overpaid for Santander. But the Royals were in it. It was close. They were going to get this guy. They know they needed that guy. And that's why I think as we continue on during the season, I do think the Royals aren't going to rest. They're going to look for an outfielder. We talked about what's the kid from Anaheim yesterday, Wade. Mm-hmm. We talked about him being a target for the Royals over the last couple of years. Maybe that's another target for them as well. If Anaheim continues to go down the pike, they're going to look to unload players. I'd love to get Luis Robert from the White Sox. The Royals don't have enough to get Luis Robert in their minor league system from the Chicago White Sox right now. And I think everybody probably wants one of their two future catchers in the trade. And I don't know if the Royals are willing to part with, you know, somebody who's going to be a big part of their future at this point in time. But they're trying their asses off to make this team better. JJ didn't sleep last night, I guarantee you. He's like, all right, what do we do? How do we get this outfield better? What can we do to get more bats in the lineup? They're working it. They're busting it. And they got an owner that's willing to spend, too. Those are the good things.
Sorry if I said Lance Berkman. I meant Alex Bregman. Lance Berkman had one of the greatest baseball stances of all time. Looked like a slow pitch softball player. Flick of the wrist, 425 feet.
It was insane.
So my bad on that.
That's okay. We all make mistakes. It's not a big deal.
Two better, Dust Man.
Is that what the text line said?
No, I just misspoke and said Lance Berkman.
No, but did the text line say do better?
No, that's what Vern always told me.
Oh. It happens.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will say that it's one game. Obviously, the storyline of opening day and everything like that and the way they lost, it is what it is. Yeah. It's deflating. It's deflating, right? Mm-hmm. That's just how it happens.
That's what opening day is. If they won, we'd be on cloud nine.
But
we'd be having a parade.
The guy that's bad luck is the guy that was trying to give you what you needed, and that's Jack Caglione. I mean, I'm just telling you, man, what I saw in right field yesterday, standing right there, because like when that one play happens where the ball's getting kicked around and that angle in right field, and all of a sudden all the people around me go, what was he doing down there? Triple.
Yep.
Two plays, can of corn, two hop, up the line to first base. That can't happen. And the reason I say that is because if you are that team that says we are playoff bound, that sort of stuff can't happen.
That's the only thing that concerns me from yesterday's game. The little things that were supposed to be buttoned up and correct just weren't yesterday. And that's okay. There's still 161 other ones.
Right. And I also think I am going to give an excuse. They were amped up, man.
Everybody was amped up.
As a first game, so they lost in the ALDS. The Yankees, everybody's, you know, trying to do too much, Bobby didn't look great.
No, he did not.
Right? Sal didn't look great.
Nope.
And Reagan's didn't look great. I can guarantee you the next time those guys play, they will look more like themselves.
Well, you'll get out there on Saturday afternoon. The crowd will be half the size. The pressure won't be as big. Everybody will be more relaxed. They'll be fine.